4/5 of all industrial output was produced in plants created in the last 10 years. In 1939, the Soviet Union recorded the world's third largest industrial output, behind only the United States and Germany. To some in the West, the Soviet Union seemed to have avoided the horrors of the Great Depression and was creating a productive, egalitarian society that had resolved the social conflicts that bedeviled post-war Europe. It is certainly in this period, in the 1930s, as the United States and Western Europe and all languished in the throes of the Great Depression, when unemployment was skyrocketing, when businesses were failing day after day after day, when banks were closing, when farms were foreclosed and seized by banks. All of this took place against what appeared to be the relentless progress of the Soviet regime with the five-year plans. That the Soviet Union had avoided these pitfalls. The problems of collectivization of agriculture were certainly not emphasized. The repressive aspects of it certainly not emphasized. If the apparent economic success of the Soviet Union at a time when the West was struggling under the weight of the Great Depression, won grudging respect in some official circles and enthusiasm among many intellectuals. This was the period of the great enthusiasm among Western intellectuals for the Soviet Union. The politics of Stalin, the politics of the regime, were a grim reminder of the Soviet Union's repressive nature. The first major purge of the party had come in 1933-1934, when roughly one-third of its members were expelled, many being sent into the forced labor camps established in Siberia. In 1936, another wave of purges occurred, this time after public trials conducted by the state prosecutor Vyshinsky. These show trials, as they came to be called, dealt at first only with former Bolsheviks associated with Trotsky and the so-called left opposition. They were followed in 1937 by a new round of show trials, which led not only to imprisonment in the labor camps, but to execution. The world watched, horrified, puzzled, and fascinated, as old Bolsheviks readily confessed to one ideological sin after another. The ceaseless public discussion of foreign intrigues, plots, attempted coups aimed at undermining the Soviet Union created an atmosphere of emergency in the mid to late 30s, an atmosphere of the revolution being in peril that created an oppressive atmosphere of fear and paranoia. I think there was an extraordinary sense as the West watched these show trials captured on film, certainly widely reported in the international press, the scene of people like Bukharin, this great figure from the revolution, this colleague of Lenin's, a man who had been present in the heady days of the November Revolution, stepping up to a podium at this trial, being accused of crimes against the regime, and then, if not cheerfully, at least stolidly confessing to counter-revolutionary thought after another, one counter-revolutionary act after another. It was public confession, a purging of the revolutionary soul. Most of these show trials dealt with old Bolsheviks, people that had been close to Lenin, people who had been close to Trotsky, people who were hardcore members of the party from these early days of the revolution. And in many respects, I think one has to sort of see, for them, I think they already saw that the trials themselves were simply, they really were show. The outcome was already decided. And so they believed that they could make a contribution to the revolution by playing their role, by readily admitting these errors, stating their support for, their adherence to the lofty goals of the revolution. But from the show trials of these established Bolshevik Party members, the trial spread to a much broader level. The sort of random shifting course of the purges created an air of uncertainty and of insecurity among the public at large, a fear of secret police, which was certainly very active during this period, and the fear of informers.